Okay.
Hi, Evan.
I'm so sorry I called you earlier. I just wanted to make sure you got the second email I sent to you. I resent it.
Yeah, no, I have a question for you. I have a question.
Yeah.
The one for $299, what does it, what does that do, or what doesn't that do that the other one does?
So the one for the $299, instead of you having the Google ads that's in the first package, the $299 package gives you Facebook ads. The thing with the Facebook ads, now it reaches a 50-mile radius. However, you could choose the specific cities that you want to target. Like, you know how, like, with Google, your home base is where you're verified, right? And then it targets whatever miles out from there with the Google ads. Google ads, you can also choose by city, by county, by mile radius, okay? With Facebook, your home base doesn't have to be where your actual home base is. You could set your home base to be in a different location and 50 miles out from there. That's how those work.
Okay.
And basically, Facebook ads, they retarget. So, like, let's say someone does a search on Google for your service. Then they're on their Facebook page. They're going to be retargeted with your ad. It's that constant pop-up, right? So when they click on it, they call you directly, or we could have them go straight to your website. So with the retargeting, it just makes them more inclined to, like, oh, yeah, I was looking up that service. Let me call. So that's why those have
okay.
a pretty good conversion rate. So I wanted to kind of give you those two options if the first one didn't fit within your means.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, so it says, for the $299, it says first page results on Google or Bing.
So, on both.
So you are
It'll
on,
be on both.
Okay, so you are on Google with both.
Yes. So when we're talking about the Google primary, what we're talking about is the Google local listing first page, right, where the local map is. So that's going to be on either one of those packages. It'll include, like, the branding of Yelp and Facebook, right? But that very first package, what I did is I waived the setup fees for you because you have the Google Business Profile. And then that first package, I was able to drop it down to at least $449 for you. I mean, that's the lowest that I could get it monthly, right?
Right.
But I did give you the options, like, if you prepaid, it gives you more of a significant savings. But just to kind of throw that out there to you, not something that you have to do, but so that you can weigh your options, right? Because I know it comes down to pricing, too. And you know, because you did mention, like, you're seasonal. So it's not going to make sense for you to do a year. You know what I mean? Just because, you know, there's, like, what, 4 or 5 months out of the year that you're not doing anything, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe a little bit longer than that. Because I think you mentioned you go all the way through, what, September or October?
Yeah,
when is
it really, I'll be honest with you. Well, here's what's the funny part. It gets crazy. It's been crazy for about a month and a half now. And it'll continue through July, the middle of July. And then it tapers a little bit. It slows down. We still have work, July, August, September. And then October, November, December, January, February, it really gets to the point where, you know, everyone's already closed their pool. So they're not really looking for anything.
Right. Exactly. And that's why, so you're looking at, usually that's about 5 months. September, October.
Five, 6 months. Yeah, a good half a year where.
Yeah.
Yeah, a good half a year where we, you know, if we can drive some big business. So with the premium one, the 449, that's going to do Facebook, that's going to do Google. Well, here's the thing.
No, that one will do the Google ads. That one will do the Google ads, the Premier Platinum one.
Okay, and what is Google ads again? Because I'm not very tech savvy.
Okay. So the Premier Platinum, the $449 a month, that gives you the two spotlight positions on Google. So you're listed in the Google local map first page, right? But you're also listed above in the Google ads, because the Google ads is what's going to help you target what Google considers your local area. So your local area is going to be a 20-mile radius from the zip code where you're verified, okay, just to kind of give you a better explanation of that. To get found outside of that, it's either you're running Facebook ads or Google ads. So the Premier Platinum gives you the Google Ads. Google Ads, you can reach out a lot further, 60, 70 miles. You could choose zip codes. You could choose by mile radius. You could choose by county or by city. Okay? But it gives you a further reach with the Google Ads, right? Still get the directory submission. You'll be on the first page of Bing. Directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook always. So those are pages that we brand. We don't mess with your website. Okay? We're not going to change it. We just want to make sure it's always attached, and then it covers a mobile platform. Okay? The other package, that's $2.99 a month. It includes everything in this first package, just not the Google Ads. Instead of Google Ads, it's going to be Facebook advertising. And those will reach up to a 50-mile radius. But you could have the home base be in a different location and reach out 50 miles out. Does that make sense?
Okay, so I could use my address. My partner's address is what linked to Google now. Okay, so if we did this and I told you that I want to use my address for the premium, we can do that? Is that the verified address, or how does that work?
No, because we would still use the Google business profile that you have, right? We're not going to create you a new Google business profile, okay? That would hurt you more instead of helping you. We want to optimize the one that you currently have. You'll hold the ownership of it. You just invite us on as managers. So that way we can optimize it, post, maintain it on the first page. How we're going to get the other areas is by targeting with the Google Ads, right? That's where you can say, you know what, run the Google Ads. I want to cover 80 miles. So it's like drawing a circle 80 miles around the zip code where it's verified at now and throwing a blanket over it. That's what it's going to cover. Or you could say, you know what?
Okay.
I want to cover these 6 or 7 counties, and we can do it like that, as long as it's within the 100-mile radius. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, no, the 100-mile radius is going to be ideal for me. That's going to be anywhere from 80 to 100 is going to be good, because my partner lives about 20 miles from me up north, and we really don't – going above her – There's Pennsylvania, there's some parts of Maryland, but we really want to target the Northern Virginia corridor, you know, Annapolis. These are areas that have big money and they have pools. Okay. And you were saying the Google map. I think that's the thing that our account is suspended on. Like when you Google my company, we're on there. We're on there. We have a Google listing, but that map thing that used to show the map, that's where we got suspended, and we can't figure out
right.
why.
Right.
Yep.
And you still have the login to it, right? I believe you mentioned you had someone that was appealing it. How long ago did they appeal it? Do you remember, Evan? A few days ago,
My partner, just yesterday. I can find out what the login is. Yeah, I can find out, because I'll see her within an hour. We're doing an interview.
And you said, find out if she's gotten a response yet. Google might take a little bit to get back to her. If for some reason they say, still suspended, trust me, we've run across businesses where we've had to help them get out of the suspension. I mean, we're a Google channel partner. It takes us a little bit of time, but not as long as it would take, like, an individual to do it. Because Google can be a little tricky, you know. They probably just want to re-verify. I would have to know, like, maybe you can answer this. How long ago did you guys verify the business on Google? Like, was that years ago or recent?
Years. No, it was years and years and years ago. Because
I know what's happening.
What happened was we had one guy that was optimizing us, and he started to slack off, so we got another guy, but I always told my partner, I said, we always have that Google Maps. And I said, as long as we're on there, because that's right up at the top, you know, it shows the paid Google ads. And then a little way down, it would always say pro pool fence, like in the first or second of those Google Map ones. And then they would click on it, and they'd get, you know, and it would take them right to our website. That is suspended.
Okay. Yeah. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. So what we have found, okay, and I've noticed this, a lot of companies like yourself that verified way back, right, probably when they were sending out the PIN code in the mail, Okay, remember the postcard that would come in the mail? I don't know if you remember that. But what happened is Google is now almost 100% digital. Okay? So the way people verify now online is with the video verification. Some of them will get a PIN code, but majority have to do this video verification where you're showing your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, here's my business license, my business insurance, and all that. Okay. So what happened is that a lot of businesses that verified way back are now having to re-verify their business because of the new process that Google's doing. Okay? So that's probably what happened with you guys, is they want you to re-verify the business. Okay? So that's probably what happened. I've seen that happen quite often with businesses like yourself that PIN, you know, verified their company, you know, years back. And now it's like, why is my account suspended? It says I did something wrong or out of the guidelines. And you're like, what did I do? Like, I didn't do anything. You know what I mean? And it's not that you did anything. It's just that they're wanting to re-verify. Okay. It's, you know what, you know why they started doing this? Really? It's because they were weeding out the companies that weren't legitimate companies that were taking away business from companies like yourself that are. So it was their way of separating the cream from the fat, is how I put it. Okay. So it's not a bad thing, but she's more than likely going to have to do the video verification.
Yeah, we did all that. That's the thing. And that's why I'm hoping that it, I'm hoping that that works. My partner's cousin, she's pretty savvy and she's on a mission now. She's been doing it. So once we get approved there, because for me, I want that drop down. That's a big thing. You know what I mean? That's the key.
Yeah.
That I find.
Okay.
All right. Well, then what I'll do is I'm going to review both of these that you gave me.
Okay.
I will, and I'll check tomorrow. Hopefully we'll be restored. But yeah, I will get back to you. It's looking good because I just really want to optimize this. I want to take full advantage of the season.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Yeah, so I look forward to hearing back from you, Evan. Thank you so much for taking the call. And I'm glad that you were able to get the emails. Have a wonderful afternoon. You are so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.